Thank you very much, and thank you, Paul, and whatever generous body has paid my fee tonight. That's much appreciated, and also to my government's Arts Council, the Canada Council, who paid some of my travel to get me here, where I'm very glad to be. I was saying to Paul that last time I was in Cork, I think it was 37 years ago, and I'd gone around Ireland, and I was exiting Ireland. I think there's a ferry goes to somewhere across there, and that's so. Coming in today, I came back into Cork, and you make something of these things when you're a poet. So it just seemed kind of poetic to be coming back to where I left. So I'm going to start with a poem I wrote fairly soon after getting back to Canada on that trip. It's called Revolutions. I am a tall white thing that birds fly out of. That is why you see me in the morning so open-mouthed and foolish. The doctor said, "You're upside down. You have a large wounded thing in your mouth. I would advise you to cry." But I said, "No, doctor, you are wrong. I am tremulous and exultant, a green strand drawn from the throat of a flower. I am the magnet the wind arrives at finally. Those are songs you see lodged in me. If I cry, there will be no passion in it. I've tried again and again to throw off these robes of water, but wherever I have whirled them, there the drunken, the inexhaustible flowers have followed and come groping up to me with praises. Why should I cry?" "You're upside down," he said. "No," I replied, and I began to revolve in the air in front of him. "You think it must be somewhere near here that the ground is. The suicides have told you. The rain and snow have told you it's down below, somewhere under the houses. But they are wrong, and you are wrong. I am that dancing man who kicks over the jug of the stars. Those are my tracks across the moon. Wherever I put my feet, that is where the ground is." And another one from my early life. This was, people find this a little hard to believe, but I'm one of those people who was taken by aliens to a planet that circles the star Arcturus to get an award for my writing, in fact. That's the bit they find hard to believe. And while I was there, of course, I zeroed into the Interstellar Library and looked up what the aliens might be saying about our planet. And in one of their books on semantics, I found this piece, and it's a found poem. It's called What Ugly Is. "I put on a man mask and went among the people of Earth in search of what ugly means. Many years the word had troubled me as I listened over and over to some of the approximately 4 billion mouth sounds which these animals make. Beauty I had come to understand. In stars, in eyes, the silver lapping of the oceans there, but ugly, what did it mean? Unrecognized, never speaking but always listening, I walked their streets and cities, I went into their starvations, their working places, deep in mines. I climbed a mountain and looked into the writings and holy codes of their artists. But it wasn't until I shared quarters with an actual family and watched in shock the upbringing of their young that I realized ugly is what happens to something you don't love enough." Yes. And continuing on that pleasant theme, this is an autobiographical poem called My Father's Hands. "I've just come over and met all my English cousins, and we got talking family stuff, so I'm stirred up enough to read this one, which I've laid off for a while. My father's hands. "My father had so many hands, he had almost three. My father had so many hands, he had almost three. My father had almost three hands, but not enough to touch me once gently. Oh, my father had so many eyes, he had almost three. My father had so many eyes, he had almost three. My father had almost three eyes, but not enough to see me once perfectly. My father had but one mouth and one heart to lift those bales and bales at the factory. My poor father of fists and fists and fists, beating at the wall, beating at his brow, beating at his children. My poor factory father, lined and fat-bellied now, tranquilized and happier, made smaller by so many sons. The winds gave him only one heart, and they said, "Here, spin it. Make it the hole in rock we whistle shrill through, grit your teeth and count your children." He wonders what to do with hands now, where to put them, these tender-lined things that ache for sons. Oh, my father, we are here, the prince of wanting, emblazoned on us like radioactive brands. My father had so many hands, and he waves them now, ashamed a little, looking puzzled as we leave at the movement from his wrist, as if he wondered, what are they when they're not fists? And a love poet. I started out as a love poet when I was a 4'11" high school boy in love with 5'9" high school girls, writing love letters. Poem for a Tall Woman. It's a prose poem. Do you do prose poems much over here? Good. I can prove it. It's got right angles here, 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 and here. Clearly a prose poem. Poem for a Tall Woman. If you have ever seen the green in water that is forever flowing out to mystery and adventure, then you know something of the color of her eyes. I would not talk so foolishly, but there's a space in me she steps into, a tall shadow, an absence that howls like a grave or a dead wind when she is not there. I'm a fool for her, letting all of me be a mile-long night breeze if she is but a straw held up, a single golden hair I might rush over forever. I love Marcia Kirzner like the taste of my own spit, like my own blood in my veins, ready to melt in her heat like snow carried south and dropped in Pacific surges, my mouth dissolved in tropical mangoes and sweet papaya. She is another tall self I keep inside and lean on like a prop, a magic self that sets me whirling and dispersing, an anchoring self like a 2-ton idol, thin and heavy in the bed, me fastened to it like a small burnt lizard. Let me just hold this mantis woman in my arms, this tall, beautiful fire with green eyes. Let me just lick the length of this green blade, this lightning filament of her love, and I will sizzle with it, a long green furrow in my spirit where a jade lake reaches for the peaks. Her hand is a leaf that can calm the passage of a storm, and yet it is a leaf that sings in its work, like a reed made of human flesh, a musical flesh of gasps and sighs, a high sweet strand of water like a violin string. Ah, draw the bow down again, my loved one, across the heart, across the soul. Draw the bow down again and play forever the long sweet notes of our love. Where is that? Never mind. We'll move on to. So this is one of the books I'm here celebrating the release of. This is Rose of Rose, and it's poems for children, celebrating inspirational people, certainly people that are inspiring to me. So I'm going to recite one of these, and this is for Muhammad Ali. And I think I have it by memory. You know who Muhammad Ali was, actually.
That is
great. A great Irishman, yeah, that's it. Okay. Ali was the champ, bam, 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 the best boxer ever, and man, could he dance. Plus he was a joker and he spouted poetry. He was born Cassius Clay, but became Ali, Muhammad Ali. He danced and he twirled. He was the bam, 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 heavyweight champion of the world. Now in those days, blam, 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 there was a war in Vietnam. Blam, 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 it was a terrible war, a wicked war in Vietnam. And when they asked Ali to go, he refused. He just said, no, I think I'll stay here where I am. I've got no quarrel with Vietnam. Why would I kill my fellow man? If you won't fight, blam, 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 you'll go to jail. Wham, wham, wham. If you won't fight for Uncle Sam, we'll lock you up in the slam, slam, slam. But he wouldn't fight, blam, blam, blam. He just said no to Uncle Sam. I think I'll stay here where I am. I've got no quarrel with Vietnam. I'm a recent convert to Islam. Why would I kill my fellow man? Ali was charged, but he wouldn't budge. He was put on trial before a judge. The gavel came down. Wham, wham, wham. Ali was free, an innocent man. He didn't have to fight in Vietnam. He didn't have to fight for Uncle Sam. But he still couldn't box. Bam, bam, bam. They wouldn't let him box, and they picked a new champ. And still there was a war. Blam, blam, blam. And many people died in Vietnam. Ali had to wait, this champ of the world. Down by his sides, those big fists curled. Not till the war came at last to an end, when they let him fight for the prize again. Back in the ring, how good Ali felt when he fought George Foreman and took back his belt. He darted and danced, spoke poetry and twirled. He was the king of not fighting and the heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah, he was champ in the ring and a champ times two. Because Ali was the king of not fighting, too. Thank you. Now, we had a workshop earlier on, and among other things, we were sort of using a technique of substitution into sort of various templates to just sort of see if we could trick a little poetry out of the language. And I work in something that I call meme splices. You're familiar with gene splicing, where you insert some different DNA into an existing organism and then let it, you know, mature and find out if you've got a cubed tomato or not, whatever it was you were trying to achieve. So I take memes and I splice different letters into them. And then I put them back into their cliches, etc., and see how things unfold. So in this case, so this is experimental poetry. I've taken the word money, and I've knocked out the word, the letter N and the letter E, and I've knocked in that M and an M so that money has become mummy. And here we go with the results. Just give me mummy. I work hard for my mummy. You need mummy to get by in this world. You have to save your mummy. Let your mummy grow. But don't let mummy take over your life. Don't get too attached to mummy. Mummy can weigh you down. Use your mummy wisely. Keep your mummy in a safe place. Mummy is just a tool. Mummy is a symbolic system. We are in a mummy-obsessed culture. Mummy hounds, slaves to mummy. We spend our whole life scrabbling for mummy, 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 filthy mummy, bloody mummy, hypnotized by the power of mummy. We're all in the pocket of big mummy. good mummy, bad mummy. What is this insane lust for mummy? We've not been very smart about our mummy. Mummy destroys human relationships. Just throw mummy at it. Mummy changes everything. I have no mummy sense. I'm bad with mummy. Mummy burns a hole in my pocket. I have to go begging for mummy in the streets. I hate mummy. I reject mummy. Mummy is the root of all evil. But it's so hard to live without mummy. I'm trying to hold on to my mummy, but everybody wants my mummy. What happened to our mummy? We took huge risks with our mummy, and we lost. We are completely broke. We totally wasted our mummy. Okay, so now I get to previously feared darkness. And I am timing myself because I will go on and on. You are, of course, familiar with the book of Job, or Job. And but this is the book of Jobs. Read this much before. Once God was talking to Satan, and he commented how pleased he was now that people were finally good, now that they finally truly loved him. But Satan said, "They love you because you have given them abundant lives and much freedom. It's not yourself they love you for." In this way, God was tricked into testing people. To settle the issue with Satan, he destroyed all unions everywhere. Even without their unions, most people clearly still loved God. But Satan was unconvinced. So, God took away safety regulations, and then he took away health care, and many of them were burned or had their hands crushed, but still, the great masses of people continued loving God. Satan was not persuaded. They still have jobs. They still have purpose. That is what they love, he asserted. 10 million jobs disappeared with a wave of God's hand, but Satan just sneered. So, God took away their social assistance and then their employment insurance. When love of God remained high, it was clear that Satan was beginning to waver. But God went even further to make his point. He took away their homes. He took away their rights. He even took away their family bonds so they fell to fighting among each other. Do you see how human love for God is undiminished? He gloated. Look, he roared. He began to kill their children. They were crushed by cars. They were blown up by roadside bombs. They fell into fratricidal wars, and a great hunger fell over all the earth. But even more frequently, the people fell to their knees and prayed. Even more loudly, they yelled their devotions. Thank you very much. So, I don't know if news, well, I know some news of my fair city of Toronto has reached you, unfortunately, of late. Something about our mayor fell in a crack, he got swallowed by a crack. Yeah. Another sort of notorious thing that happened in our city was the G20 meeting that happened about 2 or 3 years ago. And that was outrageous for us, having the police corralling people and throwing them in jail without charging them, etc., etc. So after that, I wrote this piece. And this is just a friendly marching song for those who like to march. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. We still got some rights left, right, left. Right, left, right. I was inquiring about the rights left. Left, right, left, right. You know, the rights left to us by our ancestors, the rights left to our children and their children. I mean, we've got rights left to gain, not rights left to lose. We must increase the number of rights left. left, right, left, right. I was crying about the rights left. You know, the rights that we must increase. What if we left, right at the moment? Someone was trying to reduce the number of rights left. Pretty soon there'd be no rights left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Halt! Thank you. Tis the season of coughing. And why should the cough not be celebrated? Just let me see the page on that. Page 22. So this, I was actually listening to someone cough when I wrote this. So here we go. Cough. It's called Cough Log. Key in ignition, cough you can't turn off, stutter cough, bubble cough, caught in phlegm, cough you have to tuck your lungs back in after, scuff cough of file over nail, sandpaper cough, black flag flap cough, wet cough of shale, croak cough of the frog caught in the jaws of a dog, bellows cough, gallows gasp, furnace cough, raw rasp, 5 foot fade out cough, shovel scrape full in the face, spatter cough, clatter cough, coughing up matter, hawking up data from the inner lung, fist splattering mad hatter cough, ripping the lung, belly cough that breaks a rib, exploding cough that splits your lip, cough like a bandsaw in birch bark, scalding cough like steam from a radiator, cough that rattles and spits, an ossuary in a forest fire, cough of ages cough, our ancestors cough, in all the plagues, coughs that scrape the lungs like last dishes in famine, baby coughs, hydra cough, you can't stop, coughs like moths beating air to red shreds, first cough of the cold that kills you, last cough of a flu they said would never end. I hope I'm not bumming you out. No, okay, good. Definitions and titles. Pooration. One, the process of making a populace poor. Two, pooration to the point where cuts are made to the core essentials of life is known as core pooration. See also povertization, topple down economics, and prosterity. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I wanted to do a John Lennon poem. I have a couple of John Lennon poems, an important figure in my life, and a bit of an Irishman, really. I think the Lennon line came through. Not that I'm currying favor with the Irish. I would not do that. Why would I do that? Lennon. The sky was a blue throat with no scream, and then came Lennon, raw with rage. There were no tears on earth, and Lennon was the salt and the rain. He bittered the air with his lament, and dared in the end utter hope. Then Lennon left, the songs blown from his chest, beyond his soul, a split widening the sky, where the world got bigger than the world could hold. And a breaking poem. Just checking my time here. Oh. Getting on here. Okay. Not the breaking poem. I want to do some micro poems now. And then I'm going to end up with a couple songs. So, sometimes it is the book that opens you. Whitewash comes in many colors. No matter which way you turn, there's always something you're not facing. Too much time is wasted in the making of clocks. There's no camouflage like a good philosophy. The teacher is the lesson. Cars, people fleeing in their problems. You can't go down from the bottom. Homophobia is a choice. Resistance is fertile. It is easiest to fast just after eating. If the sickness don't get you, the cure will. If the famine don't get you, the feast will. If the thirst don't get you, the water will. If the celibacy don't get you. It's a fill in the blanks there. I invented that. You cannot kiss ass and kick it too. The most dangerous people are the obedient. Are you ready for the euthanasia? Yes! When the last light goes out, what is the speed of darkness? Save something or get off the cross. Beware the cautious. Sometimes being mixed up makes the cake. Don't blame the mirror for your face. I can see into the present. Every herd has its cliff. What doesn't kill me just delays the inevitable. Wickedness loves stupidity. Everything takes forever. This is my shortest one. Disarmageddon. I'm so far out, I have to pull the envelope. I believe in life before death. It is better to have loved and loved and loved and loved. I like the ask you in masculine. I like the in feminine. Our secret power is our compassion. It is all one vast serendipity. Maybe you should start listening to your outer child. The only true poetry is in the longing for poetry. Every other day, God and the devil switch jobs. It is the curse of the capable not to be called upon. In my country, we don't have free speech, but the speech we do have is really, really cheap. Please do not stare at the observers. I'm practicing obstinance. Some call it reincarnation, some call it recidivism. The sky is a search engine with only one name in it, the beloved. I will only do, should I only do one song? Or
two.
I know, because, okay, there, I've timed myself perfectly. That was 29 minutes to there. Reading the the Bible backwards, that book I'm playing around with backwards narrativity. And I did that in this song, which is called The Bomb in Reverse.
The bomb in reverse, it implodes the pile. It sears on the roof, it sucks out the fire. It stuffs the inferno and gives back the lies. They unscreen their screens and the people arise. They unsay their prayers, verse before verse, in the backwards resurrection miracle bomb. Little ones unburn in the shrinking flame. Young Ali has arms, he's no longer maimed. He returns to mother, runs backwards to play. Back to when he knew he'd live forever. Yesterday he unlearns his numbers, last before first. Resurrection miracle bomb in reverse. The bomb in reverse rises to the jet, sucking in its contrail over minarets. Stern first to the tarmac, the pilot of signs of form. He unmutes his life back to that bright September morn. He sees people falling up, two towers burst from earth. Is a backwards resurrection miracle bomb in reverse. Oh, little ones unburned in the shrinking flame. Young Ali has arms, he's no longer maimed. He returns to mother, runs backwards to play. Back to when he knew he lived forever. Yesterday he unlearns his numbers, last before first, in the backwards resurrection miracle bomb in reverse. In the backwards resurrection.
Available on my CD, for sale at an outrageously low price, which I'll tell you later. So I'll finish up now and with this is a song from being a father, and back in the days when I was with little kids, and we didn't have encyclopedias, and there was no internet, and the kids would ask those difficult questions, and I would say, don't ask me, ask who the fuck, because who the fuck knows. I got it from a parenting book. So. Why do we shit in the river? Why do we cheat and lie? Why are we all greedy bastards? Stuff it in and die. Why do we hurt everybody? Why does it always come to blows? Don't ask me, ask who the fuck. Why are some people drummers and where is the thunderstruck? Why must you always ask questions like you talk red to the rose? Don't ask me, ask who the fuck is. Who the fuck knows? Yeah, who the fuck knows? Genius. Yeah, who the fuck knows? Everybody. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows?
the Bible, love that box of Cheerios. Why am I so stupid? And time after time after time, why does Satan play Cupid? Oh, sorry, I'm over the line. Why do piggies have truncheons, but punks have a ring through their nose? Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Yes. The fuck? Who the fuck knows? Everybody. Who the fuck knows? Yeah. Who the fuck knows? Come on, children. Who the fuck knows? Not enough. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? And who the fuck cares? God Almighty, cruel, cruel world, who the fuck is?